Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. February 10th is a special day in Malta. It's a holy day of obligation because it commemorates the island nation's first encounter with Christianity. On February 10th each year, the people gather in the capital, Valletta, to mark the anniversary of St. Paul's shipwreck on their shores 1,950 years ago. The Apostle to the Gentiles is considered to be the spiritual father of the Maltese. His shipwreck is popularly considered as the greatest event in the nation's history. Pope Benedict XVI chose February 10th to publish the programme for his first pilgrimage to the shores of the Mediterranean island on April 17th and 18th next. He chose the Feast of the Saints' Shipwreck because that is the principal theme of this, his 14th voyage outside Italy. The Holy Father will arrive in Malta on the afternoon of Saturday, April 17th, and after paying a courtesy visit to the President of the Republic, he will travel directly to the Grotto of St. Paul in Rabat. According to tradition, St. Paul rejected the comfortable surroundings offered him by the islanders and chose instead to live in this subterranean grotto for the full 3 months he remained on the island. On Sunday, April 18th, Pope Benedict will preside over Mass in Granary Square, Floriana. That afternoon, he will travel by boat to Valletta Port for the meeting with young people on the quays of the capital before his farewell ceremony at Malta International Airport and his return to Rome. Malta, which achieved independence from the United Kingdom in 1964, is home to 410,000 people, 98% of whom are Catholic. I'm Emma McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.